Reverend Mother Janino slipped her sandal back on and said abruptly, "We have a proposal for you, Jessica. A proposal for the good of the sisterhood and all humankind." Finally, they are getting to the point, Jessica thought. The sisterhood has decided that we must bring the Emperor down by any means necessary, and we want you to help us end his reign of terror. The cold statement stunned her. "What do you mean, bring him down?" Mohiam said, "Paul Atreides is a genetic mistake. Your mistake, Jessica. He grows more dangerous and unpredictable with each passing moment. It is up to you to rectify your error."
"He must either be killed or controlled."
Arishka shook her head sadly.
"And we very much doubt if he can be controlled."
Jessica drew in a sharp breath through flared nostrils. "Paul is not a monster. I know him. He has clear reasons for everything he does. He is a good man." Arishka slowly shook her head from side to side.
"Maybe at one time he was. But how well do you know him now? Do not hide from what you feel in your heart. Tens of billions have died in the past 7 years of his jihad, and the war shows no sign of ending. An incalculable swath of pain and suffering across the galaxy. Look at it, child. You know full well what your son has done, and we can only imagine the additional horrors that lie in store."
Jessica no longer feared this old woman, was beyond being impressed by her supposed strength and wisdom. "What makes you think I would ever choose the sisterhood over my son?" Seeming to change the subject, Arishka rose from the hard Alaka wood bench.
"I am old, and I have seen much of life and of death."
She seemed small and frail. She pressed a hand to her back as if it pained her greatly.
"Here is the sisterhood's offer. If you do as we wish, I will step down immediately as Mother Superior and elevate you to the position. You, Jessica, will lead the Bene Gesserit Order. With that power, perhaps you can find a way to influence your son and bring him back under the sisterhood's control. For the good of humanity."
The idea startled her. "And why do you believe such an offer would be attractive to me?" Arishka said,
"Because you are a Bene Gesserit. We taught you everything that is important in life."
"But not of love. You know nothing of love." Mohiam spoke in a hard voice.
"If Paul Muad'Dib cannot be tamed, then we have only one alternative."
Jessica shook her head.
"I will not do it."
But, as Mother Superior, Jessica knew she could change the focus of the whole sisterhood, take them back from the brink, restore an order that had existed for more than 10 millennia. She could change their teachings and rectify the mistakes that they had perpetuated. The consequences, the benefits were immeasurable. But she would not do it at the cost of betraying her son. Jessica forced a wave of cold calmness through her body, summoning Prana Bindu techniques to slow her breathing. She needed to leave the mother school, but now she worried about what the sisters would do to her if she refused them outright. Arishka swayed on her feet, and medical sister Yosa steadied her.
"We realize this is a difficult decision for you, but remember your training. Think about all we taught you, all the things that you know. Do not let your love as a mother blind you to the ruin your son is causing. make the right choice, or all of our futures are forfeit.
Her dark eyes glittered with intensity. Jessica clung to her dignity as she left the chamber.
I will give you my answer in due course.
Exile is among the cruelest of acts, for it separates the heart from the body. Shaddam Carino IV. Though she would have preferred to be away from the insistent eyes of the sisters, Mohayam wanted Jessica to stay long enough to attend the night vigil 2 evenings hence, and Jessica knew the Bene Gesserits would continue to pressure her. She was determined to keep her faith in her son, but she would have been stronger in that resolve if she didn't have some of the same doubts that others had voiced. Jessica wished she understood him better. Her intellect could achieve superiority over her emotions, but only if she had reasons. She scorned people who exhibited glaze-eyed faith, but now she exhibited the same behavior as the fanatics who blinded themselves to reason and accepted the myth that Muad'Dib was infallible. If she refused to consider that he might be wrong, might be misled by his own delusions, how was her devotion to him any different? Because he is Paul, she thought to herself. She realized how foolish she had been, how blind to reality. Because he is Paul. Jessica kept to her own thoughts and avoided socializing with the other sisters. The cold days on the Bene Gesserit homeworld carried a whisper of snow that blew but did not settle. Bundled in a thick coat, she followed a path through the lower gardens of rare orchids, star roses, and rugged but exotic vegetable flora from Grand Hain, all of which flourished in the cool climate. Despite the chill in the air, the blossoms unfolded in the weak morning sunlight. Hearing sudden screeching sounds, she ducked as a flock of songbirds flew low to the ground, streaked past her, and dropped into a thicket of shrubbery. Before she could see what had disturbed them, a rush of powerful winds whipped her hair and clothing, seeming to come from all around her. A number of tall, thin wind funnels, twice her height, whirled toward her from a shaded area, brightening as if they collected available sunlight and used it for energy. Jessica spotted more of the whirling objects coming toward her. Dust devils? Contained whirlwinds? Some kind of bizarre attack? Treachery from the sisters? She threw herself prone in the path, wary but curious, and the whirling funnels circled her, their progress stalled. The small tornadoes were stunning to behold, with hypnotic rainbows of morphing color like crystalline life forms. Additional funnels circled and danced over a nearby conservatory building, the only shelter in sight, knocking loose some of the plaza panels. Lurching to her feet and keeping her head low, Jessica ran toward the building, darting through the dark spaces between the funnels. As she went through, the winds clawed at her, trying to drag her one direction or another, but she struggled to the conservatory. Just as she ducked into the doorway, a loose plaza panel shot past her and shattered against the hard wall. Inside the building, she looked up through gaps in the ceiling where roof panels were broken or missing. The predatory whirlwinds kept circling until a loud percussive noise sounded, and the funnels abruptly disappeared. Blue sky appeared overhead, leaving the garden grounds strewn with broken plants and debris.
Quite a show, said a female voice. Residual psychic energy. It's been doing that around here recently.